strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 9th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
I'm doing well, Taryn. I'm here to talk about the receipts. I'm here to talk about the invoices we have to pay this week, and I'm just here to talk about what happened yesterday.
Well, Puya, this is a very unfortunate situation, but I have some clips I need to show of you on some podcasts. You've said some things that people have disagreed with in the past, especially some things about bagels.
Yeah, the pronunciation of bagels.
Mm-hmm.
Bagels has two G's in it, not one. Deodorant gate might be another clip I'm about to see, but you know what? I'm sorry. I'm sure everyone knows where I was at, and if I could take some of it back, I wouldn't take it back because I am not that person who said the bad thing. Jack is. Look at him.
We are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. It was day 51 in the house, and we've got some stuff to talk about here. We had some happenings before the eviction. We have some happenings after the eviction. Lots to speculate on, especially with this field trip coming up. So yeah, plenty to talk about here. We started the day with Cliff. He was finally talking to the cameras a little bit again. He was very excited that Jack would be going home. Cliff really, really pumped up about this. I think that as we talk about Cliff's game throughout the day, we've been talking about how, you know, it's been worrying how much he's been leading on Jack and this whole deal situation. Obviously, throughout the day yesterday, he needed to let them down and let them know that he will not be voting to keep Jack and do it in a way that doesn't make him a big target moving forward. That was very important for Cliff. And he waited until yesterday, until eviction day, to do it. Part of why I think he did that was because he was worried that if he let that weight fall on anybody else's shoulders, they might actually flip and keep Jack. He did not want that to happen. It's very, very important for him that Jack goes home this week. And that's what he talked about to the cameras. He was like, you know, even if this screws me over moving forward, just getting Jack out is the most important thing this week. If Jack stays, then whatever, screw everything.
Yeah, he at this point, doubling down on what he wanted to happen the week he put him up. And then he ended up having to backtrack. But this is the moment where he can do that. And honestly, it was a hard position to see him in because I feel like being in his position, obviously you're getting what you wanted. You've been playing from the bottom so far. You finally get a comeuppance moment. You feel good. You're taking that in. That's a vibe. But then at the same time, he feel like, yeah, this is something that only he could potentially shoulder, or he wants to show so others don't have to, so that, you know, it's delicate the way he sees it. The problem being is that when you wait till the last second like this and you're, you know, letting someone hang on a lot of false hope, that could end up, you know, hurting them and pissing them off.
Yes, there is a rhythm to the Big Brother house. The rhythm is that you want to be in people's best graces on Thursdays, that sort of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I am in people's good graces. Then you can lay off, depending on what happens with the veto. You can then kind of like, you know, then you can piss people off a little bit. It's not as bad. If you have to drop bad news on people, it should be Monday afternoon after the veto ceremony. That is the best time to piss people off so that you can then spend the next few days trying to get back in their good graces for that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday swing. So this is not ideal timing on Cliff's part.
No, and especially now that the jury phase has officially begun, this is kind of where you want to try and have everyone that leaves the house have a good taste in their mouth about you. But as we saw, and as we're going to talk about, it seems like Cliff's stock kind of starts going down a little bit as we get closer and closer to the eviction. And people are more and more heated about the fact that, well, we thought we were going to have him, but now we don't have him and it's not going to go our way. That sucks.
Yes. So Cliff does let Jack and the rest of them know that he won't be voting to keep Jack. Now, he does a pretty decent job of it with Jack, with Tommy, and with Christy. Jack says he understands. Cliff basically says, look, I weighed out the pros and cons, and you're too good, Jack. I can't beat you. I hope you can respect that. Jack does respect it. He appreciates the honesty. Everything's fine. He tells Christy. Christy is fine with it. Tommy is fine with it. He's sad, but he's fine with it. But Puya, an emotionally mature reaction is not something that we'd expect from the other person that is told.
No. Wait, who's the other person?
Sis.
Oh, yeah, I usually forget when furniture is acknowledged. Yeah, Sis, yeah, zing. Sis does not like this. Sis will be pounding the drums till the cows come home all night. That she does not like this. Cliff, F them over. F Cliff, tantrum, tantrum, tantrum. Angry rant, angry rant. Yeah, that's Sis.
Sis is pissed!
Mm-hmm.
She's pissed. She is so literally angry that she is shaking. It is ridiculous how upset she is. She can't even look at him right now. It is not okay. How could he do this?
You want to piss off Sis? There's two things you can do. And both of them are playing the game. You play the game, you piss her off. You want luxury comps? You're her best friend. That's Sis for you in a nutshell.
Yeah. Not okay with this. And Cliff tries to explain it to her, but she is just not having it. Not having it. That's something that Cliff, he knew this would happen. He knew Sis would be pissed, but he went through with it anyway. He took the heat, and that might come back to bite him. We'll have to wait and see about that. Jack, once he finds out that Cliff is not going to be voting to keep him, goes, all right, last Hail Mary shot here. Time to blackmail Kat. He pulls Kat into the room and hey Kat. Hey, look. I've got a pitch for you. Now I was thinking the other day about how, you know, you knew about the flip with Cliff and how you voted the way that we wanted you to so that you could stay on that side, you know, all of that stuff. And I was just remembering about like how that information is out there. And, you know, like Jackson has that information. So does Holly. And so I don't know. I wouldn't want Jess to find out about that. You know, I just feel like if you voted to keep me, I would promise to hold on to that. Make sure Jess doesn't find out. I'm just worried for you. I don't want Jess to find out. I don't want that to happen. Kat knew this was coming, but she's just going to spend like a half an hour just like playing super dumb. She's like, wait, what? Is Cliff not voting with you? It's like, no, Cliff is not voting with me. It's like, are you sure? I am 100% sure Cliff is not voting with me. Okay, but are you sure Cliff isn't voting? I know I keep asking, but like, are you sure he's not voting with you? I'm telling you, Cliff is not voting with me. Cliff is not voting with me. I need your vote. Okay. I just really thought Cliff was voting with you. No. Nope. Not Cliff. Nope. He's not a vote. Okay. So who are the votes? It's Jess. No, not Jess. Jess is no. Okay. No. Sorry. It's you. No, you're not voting. It's Tommy, Christy, Cliff. No, not Cliff. Okay. No, not Cliff. So who is it again? It's Sis. Hey, can I tell Jess about this? No, the point is to not, I mean, look, you can tell Jess about you wanting to vote to keep me, but you probably wouldn't want to tell her about the other stuff. She's like, what other stuff? It's like you knowing about the vote flip. Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just not sure. This went on for a very long time, Fuya.
Yeah, and by far my favorite conversation of the whole day to talk about. It is bookmarked on BB Viewer if anyone wants to go check it out. This is the type of mental torture that I enjoy when Jack is on his way out and is walking this fine line of no matter how dumb she's like, no matter how much she's not getting it, I can't snap because I still need her vote. I still need to figure a way out of this. Doesn't work. The best line though was, I'm selling my soul to you. She's like, you have to sell your soul to me. I'm not the devil. Perfect. Perfect. This was the exact amount of back and forth you wanted between a lost cause and a fun time.
Yeah, I talked about this. I was watching on stream. I was talking about like this is perfect encapsulation of who Jack is. Like he has this sort of quiet intensity at first that's like, all right, so here's what I'm doing. And he's trying to, I mean, he's literally just straight up blackmailing Kat, which is not a typical Big Brother strategy, let me tell you. And he's blackmailing it, but he's trying to like portray this to be like, hey, I'm doing you a favor. Look, I wouldn't want Jess to find out. I'm going to help you out with this. Like he can't even be upfront about the fact that he's blackmailing her. He has to still pretend to be the good guy. And so he has this quiet intensity. And the more that Kat continues to play dumb, the more just like frustrated he like, what I'm telling you is that you need to vote with me. And then that's how it's going to work. Okay. This is good.
Yeah, it's like, well, most of us get that when you're on the phone with someone and with bad connection. It's like, what did you say? What did you, by the third time, you're like, forget it. We don't need to talk about it. It's fine. And that's your friend. This is someone you're not even really like friends with. And it's Jack who's an intense person. So like he's getting that same vibes, but he's getting anger and anger. But he really, really can't say it because he can't afford it at this point. Even if he knows he's kind of has a foot in the door to go out, he still is trying to pull Kat in.
Yes. Fun stuff. Good. So Jack does not feel this went well. He thinks that did not go particularly well. He also talks with Nick about Cliff not voting with him, about like Kat doesn't seem like she's going there. Nick says, yeah, Cliff probably is not voting with you just because he wants to stay with Nicole. You know, Nicole is kind of, you know, not on board as well. Nick, again, not trying to throw Nicole under the bus or Cliff for that matter, in my opinion, but very much doing so in a lot of ways. But he's also going to just be very messy in general. So Jack is like, can you talk to Nicole for me? Like, can we get Nicole on board? Nick is like, all right, let's do it. Nick goes to the storage room. He talks to Nicole. Nick says, Jack has got to go. He is too good. This is exactly why Jack has to go. This is ridiculous. Oh, man. And then he goes out of the storage room directly to Jack. And he's like, yeah, I don't know about Nicole. I don't think it's working.
Yeah. Nick kind of doing what his week's agenda was, which just float through what you need, but also funnel way too much information back and forth. And kind of, you know, he's having his fun with it, honestly, at this point. He's like, I'm good here. I'm good there. Kind of playing a little bit of game of charades. It must be fun. You know, after you come out, you know, death to rights and you lose Bella and you're in shambles. And now he thinks he's found the perfect footing in this game for himself. But by feeling this way, he's doing way more than he needs to as far as floating goes.
Mm-hmm. So Tommy, Jack, and Christy are going to start speculating about so Cliff is not on board. Nick is now not on board. Tommy speculates, well, I bet Nick, this confirms it. Nick, Cliff, Kat, and Nicole are all in an alliance. I have no idea where this came from. I think it's because Nick has talked about really liking Nicole, Cliff, and he was talking about liking Kat, not so much now, but the fact that Kat is also declining the deal kind of puts her in that same category. Again, Nick not trying to throw these people under the bus, but inadvertently doing so by saying that he trusts them and protecting them to some extent. So I think that's probably why these four got lumped into a group. No idea why he doesn't think Jess is a part of it. That doesn't make any sense to me. But it's just a random group he threw out there. Sometimes that's how Big Brother works. Just four random names go out there. And then because it was said, and sort of accepted immediately, now it is becoming a real theory. So immediately Jack goes from like 0 to 100. He was like being cool guy, like understanding, what am I going to do, to Nick is playing both sides. This is effing stupid. The only reason I'm not going, the only reason I'm going home is because I refuse to play sides. I'm honest. This is dumb. Stupid, Nick. Oh my God.
They're a bunch of liars and effing cheats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the Jack we know. This is when he finally snapped after getting all the rejection thrown in his face, which a guy like Jack probably isn't used to and thinks is beneath him to be rejected. How dare you reject me? And now all that anger is going to start coming out. It's finally hit. Like, I'm done. It's donezo. This guy's been nice to my face. I'm not getting what I need from him. This one's been nice to my face. Told me he'll think about it all the way to now. Not going to give me what I need. This person, I had information valuable to her. Why is she not trying to like take what I'm giving her, which is not get the information out and give me the vote? That's stupid. She's being stupid. Everything in Jack's world has to go his way. None of it is. And it's all happening in the same hour. So he snaps. Fun yeah. time for us.
So that happens. That's about the rest of the day there. We get to the eviction. And Jack is, in fact, evicted by a vote of, what was it, 6-2. Tommy did end up voting against Jack. He knew where the votes were going to fall. Christy and Sis end up voting for him. And Jack goes out to Julie and gets roasted.
This is everything we wanted. The 4 weeks, I feel like since all of this controversy has started from week one, everyone's wanted the BB15 Aaron moment. They wanted them to get some kind of comeuppance. And it was kind of poetic justice that Jack is the first one of the bunch to come out and have to deal with this. And nothing was left unsaid. Everything that I kind of wanted to be looked at and shown was shown. And as expected, Karen, he answered back in the most Jack way possible. Just like trying to make little jokes. Ooh, controversial. Yeah. How Jack of you?
Controversial. Oh, guess what, though, guys? Easy explanation. It was a reference. It was a joke. So obviously, it's not a big deal.
Yeah. No. A reference is when you say Jack is kind of like the high school bully from an 80s football movie. That's a reference, Jack. Not what you were saying.
Would Jack be a member of Cobra Kai?
Yeah. Yeah, he would be. He would be like the guy in the fourth installation once all the stars stopped coming back for the Karate Kid movies. So, yeah, that's where Jack would slot in. Yeah, his explanations were bad. His dodging was bad. His apology was not great. None of it was good. The extended interview is out there, so everyone should check that one out, because I'm sure we're going to talk about all the goodbye messages that also came through.
Oh, man. Yes. Fun. So Jack, I talked about this on the stream last night, but I want to reiterate it here that I appreciated that they brought the clips in. I feel like that was definitely an improvement over what they did with Aaron. You know, obviously that was, God, 6 years ago now. I like that they brought the clips in. A lot of people are speculating that they feel like he was prepared for this, like he was prepped for this. I didn't get that sense personally. I looked into his soul and I saw pure terror when she brought those clips up. He had no idea what was going to be in that on those clips. And there was relief when he saw the mudhole comment, because he knew he already had a response for that, because he had already been talked to in the diary room about that. He knew that might be controversial. And he had also spoken with some of the people in the house about the pudding, the rice pudding comment as well. So he had, not that he was prepared for this interview, but he already had, you know, addressed those things to other house guests or to himself in the past. So that's why I think his answers seemed prepared to Julie. But I think that he had no idea this was coming when he walked out that door. And he was completely terrified, and then was kind of relieved when he saw that some of them were things he had already knew about.
Yeah, I think, because I mean, right before in the hours leading up, he had talked to Christie about, I'm going to walk out and I'm going to like high five the audience. That's how I'm going to go down. Like, he doesn't think he's going to come out to deal with this stuff. He kind of thinks, oh, I'm going to come out and like there's going to be yays and I'm going to sit there and, you know, crack wise with Julie, banter with Julie. And then he gets all this. But like you said, if it's stuff that he's already thought about before and he's justified it in his head, he's like, okay, I kind of have the evidence and the thought process to back this stuff up. So that's fine. That's where the relief comes. Also, the other part is what I've said about Jack and the whole, like, oh, controversial. He's coming in like, oh, I knew this was going to come up. Of course, I'm Jack. I get this stuff. I can see it coming from a mile away. And then he kind of slips into that cocky persona. And that's why the apologies come off half, like, smarmy, half, like, too good for this, but also, like, trying to be sincere, but it's not working out. Like, it was just a mixture of, like, his persona really fits that whole, like, oh, I knew it all along.
Yeah, and I will say, I know that the clips were a little long. I personally appreciated that. I think adding in as much context as possible is best. There were still some other things I would have liked to see, especially his treatment of David. I would have liked to see, but yeah, you know, they've only got so much time, I guess. They decided to go with, I mean, certainly the Cammy thing needed to be addressed. That was what was most visible on the show as well. So. What are you gonna do? I like that they brought in clips. This was I didn't expect them to go so hard on Jack, especially, you know, I thought he got some segments, but I didn't think that they'd pull out clips and like really just, you know, roast him over the fire. And
Well, the fact that we've seen the way the show's portrayed him up until as late as a couple of weeks ago, he was seen like fine. He was kind of almost edited in a positive light. Then once they started showing that stuff, it was kind of like, okay, maybe we're going to get it. But then we saw his punishment last night, which kind of like, it's hard not to look like a positive, cheery person in that situation. Because like, you're just getting roasted by this alien who we all kind of love too. So, but he's also laughing about it. He's like with the joke. He's not like complaining too much, which puts him in a good light. So I really got like snowed. I didn't expect it to happen. I was like, oh, well, look, like Jack's like a, everyone likes Jack. Like Jack's getting the warm goodbye, but then this brought it all back down to reality.
I will say, and I don't think this was their intention, but I actually liked how that went, where we saw the sort of like charming, goofy side of Jack earlier, and then we saw this later in the episode, because I like that they showed that there are multiple sides to this person, and that that, you know, he's not one dimensional in that sense, and that just because he is charming and funny in one you know, segment, that doesn't mean that there aren't other parts to him. And I think that showing the complexity of somebody's character is much better than trying to pigeonhole them into one thing, because I think that it's useful to know that somebody can be somebody like Jack and somebody like Alan and Jack, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's I like that part as well.
Yeah. And I think it kind of does represent, because for the longest time, people love Jack in that house. Mm-hmm. Like he was liked in the house, even though we all saw right through it, even though we knew exactly what he was saying and the way he was acting, and we were down on him from the beginning. So to kind of get the yin and yang, and then to kind of really point out the faults in him last night, I'm not willing to 100% forgive him. Not him, the show, him. But I will be okay with it.
Yeah, so then we also got a goodbye message. My favorite was Nicole's. She said that, like, now I can leave the shaker bottle in the fridge. I was like, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad she brought that up so much later in the season.
Yeah, it's that kind of thing, like you want the subtle like reminder of, hey, I didn't forget what you did back then. But also, again, jury phase has started, so I think she put it in a good position where she brings it up, but she also doesn't like roast him on it. My other favorite one was the fake out of Holly saying, you know, and me and Kat will miss you. Like, not saying that they know each other was great. I like that too. And Kat also tried to do that as well.
Yeah, it's an interesting spot there for Holly and Kat, where obviously I think it doesn't behoove Tommy and Christy to ever admit that they know each other, because it might harm them in the jury. I wonder if Kat and Holly are at a point where denying it might piss people off even more because they believe it so strongly at this point. It's something that I want to continue to track across the season. But for now we'll see how it goes. Jury management always interesting to start tracking once that jury starts.
Yeah.
So Jack goes, We have a new HOH competition. It's very similar to the one we saw last season that was introduced last season. You had to go down the thing and nail 9 seconds as much as possible. Tommy is going to win the HOH, and this is a huge win for Tommy because he was in a bit of danger here. I do think that Christy probably would have gone before him, even though there were some people like Kat and Cliff that were targeting Tommy before Christy. I think most numbers were there to take out Christy over Tommy in that spot. That said, he still would have been in a lot of danger, and this HOH not only gives him safety to push him past some of that danger, but allows him to reshape the house into his own image that he wants. And you know what his image is? Five shooters.
Five of us.
He was talking to Sis later in the night. He was like, I'm not going to put up any of the five. And she was like, who's the five? He was like, the remainder of the six.
Yeah.
The number that remains.
That's a great callback.
So Tommy wins his HOH. This is a make or break moment for a lot of people's games this week, in my opinion. Tommy in particular. I said right away, I feel like it really, really behooves Tommy to take Kat out of the house because Kat is the bridge between the Cliffs Angels and Holly and Jackson. With Kat gone, it weakens Holly and Jackson. It pulls them closer to him. It weakens Cliffs Angels as well. So he's able to sort of split them up and weaken them at the same time. It's kind of a no-brainer move. But Sis is mad at Cliff. He's mad at Cliff. He's always kind of had a thing for Cliff. Maybe he makes the mistake of targeting Cliff. Maybe he is not able to get either of them out because of the field trip. There are a lot of variables this week. It's kind of a make or break moment for Tommy, make or break moment for Cliff. He might end up going home this week with the wrong way that things play out. And of course, make or break moment for Kat, as she is in a lot of danger as well as the person that Tommy should be targeting. She has not done herself many favors over the course of the previous week in how she's treated Tommy and Christy and how she had treated Nick and all of that. So we're in for a wild ride here, Puya.
Oh, it's going to be a bumpy one. Yeah, I think the fact that Tommy wins, not only does it give him the ammunition to try and rebuild or try and figure stuff out moving forward and keeps him safe. The fact of the matter is, I feel like he was in the top three contention for the field trip as well.
Yes.
He would have been in danger of having to deal with that. And now with Jack gone and with Tommy having HOH, these were like two of the, I would argue, top five of the people that were getting votes. So now that throws a whole wrench into what's going to happen with the field trip. And it'll be interesting to see because we're going to get that before we get his nomination.
Yeah.
So depending on who's up there, that could change what he's doing as well. There's so much in the air right now.
Yeah, two of the top five in Tommy and Jack are now ineligible. Then one of the other six shooters there, Sis, I feel like just has not had enough of a presence on the show for me to feel confident that she got enough votes to do anything. Because you have to feel passionate about people to vote for or against them. And do people even know who Sis is if they're just watching the show? I don't think so. So I feel like there's a good chance she did not get enough votes. So that eliminates Sis. And now you're looking at, Christy, Jackson, maybe Holly, maybe Kat, maybe Cliff, honestly. And at this point for Kat and Cliff, it might actually be a good thing because it gives them a chance to win safety.
Yeah.
So who knows? This whole thing is so confusing and messed up that, we've talked about that all week long, but really it's not worth speculating too much because it's going to play out today. We'll talk about it tomorrow when we know more about it. But we can talk about Tommy's plans and what he wants to do and who he wants to target. So immediately after winning the HOH, Tommy is going to talk with Nick, Christy. Oh, and I should also say before we leave the topic of the field trip, the voting is about to end. So I believe in the next like hour or so,
25
minutes, or even less, I guess, that the voting is going to end. So if you have not gotten your votes in today, if you're really want to vote, make sure you go and do that now. But you don't have to leave the podcast, just open a new tab or something.
Stay here, listen to us and do them.
And if you're listening after the fact, sorry, but you've missed it.
Just tune in tomorrow to find out what happened with it.
Yeah. All right, so Tommy tells Nick, Christy, and Sis that they are all safe. They're all safe, but he doesn't know what he's going to do yet. He's not sure. So Christy and Sis kind of go out. Nick stays in with Tommy. He says, hey, I've always been loyal to you. Nick threw the HOH to Tommy. So he's very pleased with the Tommy win. He also tells Tommy, I'm willing to work with Christy now. I even like Christy now. Like, I'm not anti-Christy. Like, I'm fully on board with you guys. And I do believe this to be the case. I think that Nick was playing both sides for a while, and he did want Jack out. But now that Jack is gone and Tommy's in power, I feel like Nick feels a little more comfortable to kind of firmly plant himself in the Tommy camp. I think he feels very good with Tommy. And I think he feels good that Christy is a little bit more on the outs, which puts him firmly in the top three. He obviously feels good with Sis as well. So I think he feels comfortable in this group. He's got Nicole on the side that he continues to get into trouble. But I think that Nick might really be in Camp Tommy for certainly for this week, but even potentially for future weeks.
Yeah, like I do know that earlier on this update, I talked about how he's been doing a little too much playing the middle. But at the same time, because we're in that delicate part of the game, given the dynamics right now where there's been a bunch of shakeups, the big alliance is now the small alliance, is now trying to rebuild to be the big alliance. There are other targets ahead of him, no matter how hard he's playing the middle. So, and the fact that Tommy brought up his name to Jack, that caused Jack to have that breakdown of, like, oh my God, Nick's been playing me from the beginning. I think him doing the whole throwing it to Tommy was kind of brilliant, because the odds of him getting as closer than Tommy already had would have been very slim. He's the last one to go, so he can ham it up like, hey, Tommy, you got this, bro. I got you, dog, because he talks like he's Kevin Federline. And then he kind of like slowly like does the thing and like throws it. Great, because now he comes in, he can pretend he did it. We know based on the Yankee swap last week that Tommy felt like he gave up Hawaii for Cat. So that, you know, this is the kind of thing Tommy appreciates and will take in. And this is the perfect position for him to kind of land right now, given that Tommy has the power. And now he knows verbatim, I'm not going to be on the block. Yay me.
I agree. I think it's... signaling it is a nice way of letting Tommy know that he trusts him. So even if Tommy doesn't trust Nick, he at least knows that Nick is a number for him. And that's exactly where Nick stands in Tommy's eyes right now. Letting Tommy do some dirty work is great for Nick, especially if Tommy ends up taking out Kat. That's great for Nick. So this was definitely a solid move by Nick. He needs to keep his mouth shut a little more. To follow it up. So Kat is also going to go in and talk to Tommy. Her line here, she is going to claim, oh man, I'm so sorry that I evicted Jack. I totally wouldn't have, but I wanted to be loyal to Jess. That's the only reason. I still hate Jackson. He's still my number one target. I really want Jackson to go. Obviously, I had to be loyal to Jess, but I still want Jackson to go. And it's a bit, she don't protest too much here, I think. I hate Jackson. I really want Jackson to go.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Probably should have waited for the dust to settle a little bit more before she started.
Right after Jack leaves and you just saved Jackson, to be like, man, I really want Jackson to go. It rings a little hollow, I think.
Yeah, no, I agree. And like, I think the reasoning is sound. Like, I did it because, you know, Jess wanted it. Yes. But again, just too quick, too soon. You can't keep saying, well, I still want Jackson to go. I still want Jackson. The guy was just on the block. So no matter how much you say it wasn't his time, it's like, well, you still could have done that. Like, there were still opportunity to do that. So I feel like you should at least let the dust settle for a little bit at least and kind of catch your breath and then let him catch his breath and then maybe talk about it later and hope that works out.
Yes. So Tommy is going to go talk to Jackson, and Jackson being Jackson, look, I want to offer you my services as a pawn. I understand if you want to put me up as a pawn, I get it. But I'm not suggesting it. I'm not asking to be a pawn, but, you know, I'm willing to do what I got to do. It's like, Dude, this did not go well for you the last time. I don't know why you're doing it again. I talked about Jackson yesterday about like his stock potential in the stock watch and how I feel like his position is continuing to improve and that I do think he can win this game. But I was like, but he might just do something stupid next week to temporarily keep his shares down. And this is that stupid thing that I was talking about.
Yeah, I feel like every now and then you'll get a player that's like, you know what? I need to be playing for the veto. So I just put me as a pawn, so I'm guaranteed to play that spot. But like, man, you've won once. Like, you know, it's not like a guaranteed thing for you. Don't sit up there. You just like you. And he talks about it later in the night. Like, yeah, sitting next to Jack, like I kind of feel safe. But sitting next to Nicole, I'd be terrified. Then why are you volunteering yourself? Like, I feel like it's kind of his way of trying to get goodwill back with Tommy. Like, hey, Tommy, like getting ahead of it before Tommy decides to try and like do that to him if he thinks it's happening.
I think he's obsessed with like being the protector. And so he wants to like, you know, oh, I am taking the beating for my women. like it's weird.
It's the Enrique Iglesias. He wants to be the hero. Like that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah. So he offers. Tommy though says, well, now that you offered, you know, maybe I should consider it. But I wasn't thinking of it, and I feel like probably not. Jackson, we talked prior to the eviction. I want to continue to work with you. I always have, you know, I never had anything against you. Jackson says same. I had issues with somebody else, but it was never with you. I want you to know that. Tommy says he appreciates that. He's not going to say what he's going to do. But he might end up targeting one of Jackson's friends. And Jackson's like, look, what are you going to do? And Tommy also talks about like, right. And so in the nature of that, what I'm concerned about working with you and us together again is, you know, I don't want to end up on the block next to Christy. Like, I know that Christy is a big target. If Christy is targeted, I don't want to be on the block next to her. She wins veto. I go home. That's not what I want. He's essentially trying to get across to Jackson, like, we can work together. I know you still hate Christy. I know you still want to target her, but that doesn't matter to me. Go ahead and target Christy. Just don't put me up next to her. Don't let me be collateral damage. Jackson picks up on what Tommy is putting down there, and he's like, look, I would not use you as a pawn. Don't worry about that. I would not want to risk you going home. I would not put you up next to Christy. He even says like, and I, you know, I did talk to Christy. We've kind of settled things. And that is true. I think one of Jackson's main complaints with Christy was that she was making him out to be like this big misogynist guy. And she apologized profusely for that to him. So I do think that he is warming to Christy a little bit, though. I don't think he trusts her yet. So I think he would still probably target her in some capacity. But he promises Tommy that Tommy would not be collateral damage in the event that that happens. So Tommy appreciates that, and it's a good conversation between the two of them.
Yeah, you know it's a good conversation when the conversation starts off with Tommy saying you're 80% not going up to you're 90% not going up. So that's already a 10% increase. That's good statistics right there. So yay. At the same time, I do think Jackson has warmed up to Christy. I think it's a position where unless he outright wins the HOH, he's going to go for the shot. He's going to take it. But if other people are winning, he's not going to do all he can to try and push the agenda. He's kind of going to let it go where it goes and play civil. But if anyone even brings up the opportunity to take that shot, he will be the first one in line to try and make it happen or try and vote that way. So.
Yes, and it's something that that I talked about last night, that in the event that Christy is nominated as the third nominee for the field trip, the votes would be there to send her home regardless of what Tommy does. But I do not think it's a given anymore that Jackson and Holly vote out Christy over whoever else is on the block. That could be a danger for whoever's left on the block. So that's something to watch out for as well. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in particular once we get to what Tommy's actual plans are. Tommy does say he does not plan on nominating any of the six shooters to Jackson. So Tommy really wants to get the gang back together. Now, in the meantime, Sis is going to have a conversation with Christy. She asks Christy what Christy thinks Tommy is going to do. Christy says she feels like maybe like Kat and Jess, get Kat out of the game. Obvious play here. That's what I would probably do if I were Tommy. I would probably not bother with Cliff just yet, because if he's not going home, why use him as a pawn and piss him off? Sis, although I guess there's some benefit to using Cliff too. I won't deny that. But either Kat and Cliff, or Kat and Jess, is probably what I'd do. And then Kat would be my target if I were Tommy. Sis, though, no. Kat? No. Cliff. I hate him. He has to go. Christy's like, yeah, Kat's more dangerous though. She's and she knows Holly. Like, she knows Holly. She's part of a trio. She's good at competitions. She's connected to the entire house. Sis is like, yeah, but don't you think Kat's throwing competitions? Cliff's not throwing competitions. We don't have to worry about Kat. If Kat's going to throw competitions, then we're going to start winning and we can take her out later. We can get Cliff out now. Cliff needs to go. He needs to go. Christy's like, oh, that's a good point. And somehow Sis is winning this argument.
Yeah, it doesn't. Last night kind of didn't make sense, because Sis was kind of making sense to the others, which was a little
and
bit.
And she was making no sense.
No.
Like, oh, Kat has been throwing competitions, so it will be easy for us to get her out in future weeks. When she's not throwing competitions anymore, you mean? This is the week where if she's throwing competitions, you have the ability to get her out.
She's blinded. She's blinded by the cliff. And like, I think it's because of their age, but this kind of is starting to remind me a little bit of the Alex and Kevin from BB19, where Alex was just like not down with Kevin. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's different reasons here, but I worry because I feel like Cliff might be just getting, because again, I don't think Cliff's done anything this is directly. I just think Sis has this Cliff agenda that she wants, and Cliff got rid of Jack in her eyes.
Well, basically, like how I've been describing this is, if we recall, once upon a time in the Big Brother house,
yes,
Cliff was HOH, and he made a move that the audience disagreed with. They didn't like it. They really pissed them off. Similarly, Cliff last night made a move that Sis didn't agree with, really pissed her off. And so the audience, after Cliff's HOH move, was like, I really want Cliff to go home next week to prove just how dumb he is for making this move, how spineless he is. It should backfire on him. He deserves to go home. They wanted him to fail because it would prove that he made the wrong move, and it would make them feel better about their analysis of the fact that he made the wrong move. Sis feels the same way, only Sis is in a position to force that reality into existence. She wants to create the situation that proves that Cliff should have kept Jack in the house. He should have accepted the deal. Then he would have been safe. And now, because he didn't, he is not safe and he's going home and it's all his fault. He should have kept Jack.
And shockingly, Tommy has told everybody that he is only going to consult with Sis on the decision that he's going to make for these nominations. If Sis. He's made it clear that it's probably going to be himself, but Sis is the only other person that he said, that's the only person I'm going to discuss things with.
Yeah. To be fair, I think this is him doing his best to distance himself from Christy, trying to be like, I'm with Sis, not Christy. He genuinely, I do think, wants her input. We'll see that conversation a little bit later. Yeah. So Sis very much entrenched in the idea that she wants Cliff to go home next. She also doesn't really want to see Kat go next. She has a specific order for when she wants Kat to go. She'll have, you know, Cliff can go first, then Kat. So just think about why Kat might not want to send why Sis might not want to send Kat to the jury house. And then as you come up with your theories, we'll answer them later, because she has a conversation about it.
Yeah, it comes up.
All right. So in the meantime, Nick is going to talk with Nicole. He is speculating that he feels like, if he had to guess, that Tommy is going to put up Kat and Cliff. That's how he feels. He trusts Nicole. He's going to share that information with Nicole. Nicole goes and tells Cliff and Kat, hey guys, Nick said that he feels like Tommy's going to put you both up. That's no good for us. We need to make sure that at least one of us is not on the block, because then we can probably get the votes to save us. It would suck if Kat, if you and Cliff went up on the block together, that would really suck. Kat is thinking, oh, I need to throw Jackson under the bus. I need to get him to target Jackson. That's Kat's plan from that point. But Kat runs to Christy and she says, Christy, Nicole just told me. Okay, hold on. Let me say this. Nick told Nicole that Tommy is going to put up me and Cliff. And Christy was like, what? No. Why would he say that? Why would, what? No. Tommy hasn't even told me what's happening. Like, Tommy doesn't even know what he's going to do yet. That's not true. It's not true. It's just stupid. And Kat's like, are you sure? She's like, yeah, yeah. Seriously, not happening. Kat's like, okay. Kat runs and goes to Tommy and she says, Tommy, are you putting me and Cliff on the block? Tommy's like, no, I have not told anybody what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing yet. And she's like, okay, because I was just told. Nick said that you were going to put me up. And he's like, Nick doesn't know what I'm going to do. And I was like, okay, well, at least Nicole is going to be left out of this conversation. No, she made a point to say, yeah, Nicole told me that you were going to do that because Nick told her. And I was like, Kat, stop it.
In one swoop, Kat takes information and leaks it to the two people that she probably shouldn't be talking about it with.
Yeah. And not only is this bad for Nicole, it's really bad for Kat. Yeah. And we'll talk about that, too, because if she goes on the block next to, say, Cliff, then she is relying on on Nicole's vote to keep her in the game. She should not be ratting Nicole out by any means. She's freaking out. She really feels defeated. She's going to go to Holly and be like, I just want to go home. And Holly's like, what do you mean home? Like home, home? She's like, yeah. Oh, but I can't even go home because I have to go to the stupid jury house. I just hate feeling like I'm going to be targeted. Like, this is stupid. Kat, calm down.
Again, it's been 2 hours. Relax. Like, let the game play. See what happens.
Yeah.
It's the worst. Yeah. I think this was also bad on another level because, you know, you mentioned as if you were Tommy, you know, she's kind of the bridge with Jackson and Holly and that side. I think they already have their suspicions that, oh, they know each other. And that's a thing that they're not willing to let go. Now, what does this conversation prove? Oh, so Nicole and Kat are also tight enough that Nicole would tell her these things. And Nick also is somehow linked because Nick is talking about it to Nicole. And then Nicole's talking about it to Kat. Like, this just makes her seem like way like in the middle of everything, central to everybody and all the communication. Bridges, so also no bueno.
Yeah, and she's just freaking out. You know, I mean, this is the third week where she very, very much could be going home. You know, first week, Holly's week, and now this week. Her feet are to the fire here. Well, then we get a big lull in the night, so we're going to wait for Tommy's HOH room. He gets the HOH room. He does have pictures of his aunt in the room, and Christy is going to play a bit fast and loose here, like, oh, who's she? I believe Nick even at one point was like, oh, Christy likes your aunt. Christy should, aunt. Christy should, you know, get her number or whatever. So that was funny.
Yeah, and Tom is like, they're not single. So, yeah, shut it down. Yeah, we obviously, we're not going to get the pictures with all of them in it. Because then that would just be, you know, making a point to be like, hey, look, they know each other. That's not going to happen. Subtle things with the aunt's photos and stuff, we'll take it. We'll take what we can get here.
Yeah. Right. That happens. Nicole also was talking about Tommy's brother, who, yes, she liked him. I saw him on Reddit. He was like, hey, I'm down.
Ooh.
Somebody who claimed to be Tommy's brother, at least. the post history did seem convincing to me.
Okay.
Something I noticed this morning. So that was just kind of funny thing that I noticed. Then we get to some game talk. Tommy is going to talk with Christy. He says he thinks that this alliance, he thinks that Nick is in an alliance with Kat, Cliff, and Nicole. He feels like that's a real thing, and so he wants to take somebody out of that group. Mm-hmm. To force what he wants is that he knows Nick is playing both sides, but he feels like Nick is good with them. He wants to continue to like have Nick's loyalty. So what he wants to do is remove Nick's allies so that he only has Tommy to rely on. And vice versa with Jackson and Holly. So the one person in the middle of that is, of course, Kat. He wants to reunite the six shooters, but make it seem like they're still separated. Kat is his target. And I think this is smart. I think this is the right move for Tommy. I think that he's nailed it, not necessarily in exactly who consists of that alliance, but in terms of what he needs to do moving forward strategically. Removing Kat is the right move here. He is thinking about putting Cliff up next to her as the pawn, and then they can send Kat home. And so that's the plan. He's considering taking Cliff down with the veto to put Nicole up if he needs to ensure that the votes are there to send Kat home. But Kat is the target.
Yeah. And I think when the way he's looking at it, you map it out, you know, you want someone removed that'll bring people closer to him. If everything works, the dynamics work the way he sees them, yes, he takes Nick in. Yes, Jackson and Holly are kind of now more with them because Kat, Holly and Kat thing, now the Kat's gone. And at the same time, if he's trying to still keep it as, hey, we're not really all back together again, we're not one big happy family again, you know, you can point to, I just got out Holly's BFF. Like, you know, why would she work with me? So, like, it's a slam dunk on all counts here. But again, we just have to see how it'll play out. And then we also have to see what comes of this new twist. But for all intents and purposes, I think this is the move for him currently with the chess pieces on the board.
Yes. So Tommy is going to talk with Cliff, and Cliff is going to do his usual campaigning style of just like, very, look, things are the way they are. I want to explain what happened with the Jack vote, that I had to do it the way that I did it, and I hope that you understand. Tommy says he understands. Cliff says, look, no matter what happens, we'll be good. You know, if this is my time, it's my time. You know, I just ask that, you know, why, you know, don't ostracize me. Like, I hope that we can still joke and have fun. Like, I want to enjoy my time in the house. And I want to let you know that, you know, if I head to that jury house, no bitter feelings here. I want to vote for the best player. I'm not going to have any, you know, ill will toward whoever's running the house. I want you to know that, Tommy. Tommy says he really appreciates everything that Cliff is saying. He, you know, Cliff is like, if you have any questions, he's like, I really don't like you. What I appreciate about you, Cliff, is that you're an open book, and you're open to making deals, and you're an honest guy. And so, I appreciate who you are. I want to tell you, Cliff, you're not my target. You might end up on the block. I'm not entirely sure yet. But if you do, I hope you know you are not my target. I am not going to tell anybody else that. I'm not going to tell anybody that, I'm not going to tell anybody else that they're not my target. And I'm going to put both of you up. Like, I am only telling you this. You know more information than most people in the house. You are not my target. Cliff is like, I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a very cordial conversation.
Yeah, very, very, very formal conversation. And I think Cliff kind of saw this coming or had this feeling the minute Tommy won. When the feats came back, him and Mickey were talking about, well, like, it's probably going to be us on the block. Like, you know, we did what we had to do. He talked about it before the feats even got cut for the episode that, you know, I had to do this. Like, this was the shot. I had the shot again. I had to take it now. And if this is my bet, I'll lay in it. So Cliff knew this was the move he wanted to make. This is where he doubles down on the thing he wanted to do initially, and he gets that chance. And now he sounds a little defeated. I'm not going to lie. He sounds a little defeated, but at the same time, I don't think like he's dead in the water. I don't think he thinks he's dead in the water yet. It's just an initial feeling, a first night worry of, oh no, this might be the invoice I have to pay for, you know, doing what I did this past week. But I think this he kind of leaves this conversation probably feeling better than he would have before he went into it, at least.
Yes. So, Tommy essentially says, if you get put up on the block next to somebody, you can probably assume that they're the target, or at the very least that somebody's coming down and there's another target in the works. Tommy also talks to Kat. Kat continues to explain that, I wish Jack had come to me earlier. You know, he assumed I wasn't a vote, but let me say, I probably would have been a vote for him. All he needed to do was ask earlier, you know, talk to me. I was hurt that he didn't assume that I was a vote for him. And Tommy's like, oh, that sucks. Oh, man. Tommy really not buying what she's selling here. She says again that Nick told Nicole that Nicole told her that she was going on the block and all that stuff. She says she loves Tommy. You know, she really hopes that they can work together. Tommy, very different conversation than the one with Cliff, though. Tommy definitely, gassing her up here, like, oh, yeah, I love you. I love you, too. I love you, too, Kat. But does not give her any information. I'm not telling anybody anything. I don't want the mumbling or something, the muttering. He doesn't want it to get out. He doesn't want the chattering to happen. So he's not going to tell anyone anything. And so she doesn't know.
Yeah, she doesn't know. So this is kind of where, you know, for sure, you know, he's looking at Kat. I think any of the excuses Kat brings up don't really play, don't really have any kind of leeway to work with him. He sees what he's seeing now, and this is the move for him to make.
Murmuring. I think that's it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Thank you, Jim. So then Tommy is going to talk with Sis. And he says, Sis, I really want to talk with you. You're my person. She's like, oh, yes, I'm so happy that you won. Tommy, back to, I think, this sort of, now that Jack is gone, Tommy is really working hard on Sis. It's very good for him to do. She's capable of winning competitions. She's a great goat for the end. So Tommy really trying to reel her in, hold her close. It says he really values her opinion and then is going to completely dismiss her opinion in a way that makes her feel like she was heard. So good on Tommy for that. He says, you know, look, I think Kat is the common denominator in all of the outsider alliances. If I take her out, I weaken all sides. Sis is like, okay, I get that. But I really want Cliff gone. Does it really weaken them? He's like, yeah, it does. She's like, but don't you think Kat is throwing competitions? Don't you think that Cliff is not throwing competitions? Tommy's like, that's a good point. Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking about putting Kat and Cliff on the block. She's like, okay, yeah. Because then if one wins veto, the other one goes home. He's like, yeah. Something like that. She says, well, hey, look. I don't know when this happened exactly, but she says, Nick told me, I think she said it happened today, as in yesterday, as in, I think that night, that it might have been when they were whispering prior to this conversation. Nick told her that Cliff, if he had won, would have put up Tommy and Christy in the with the goal being to take out Tommy, because Tommy is scarier than Christy, is her words. So Tommy's like, whoa, that's good to know. Okay, that definitely solidifies it then. Kat and Cliff both on the block. But I do still feel like Kat is the bigger threat. Sis is like, okay, yeah, I see that. But don't you think, like, in my perfect world, what I would want to do is put up Jackson, Holly, and then backdoor Cliff. And Tommy's like, yeah, I don't know if that makes the most sense. I feel like that's kind of risky there. I don't know if that's necessarily the best move. He's just like, thank God she did not win.
Yeah. And given that Sis would have been the closest and the controversies online, that Sis should have won, which I saw floating around last night.
Yeah, I never saw a picture of Tommy's boat, though.
No, it was just Sis pictures.
Yeah, Sis photos. That's exactly how controversies get you.
Get Catherine on the podcast. Yeah, no, I definitely think based on the conversation we've seen all night, this is Tommy's new direction, is keep the five, because he wants his squad. He wants to keep that squad, but at the same time, disassociate with Christy, because he doesn't want to go down with the ship that Christy has, with the negativity and the fact that people are looking at Christy right now, because he also knows that no matter what, Christy's with him and he's with Christy silently. So it doesn't matter how much they keep distance. That works out for him. But then also pick up everyone that's losing a key member. You know, he's been trying to bring in Nick. towards himself after Bella went. Now he's trying to bring in Sis after Jack has left. Now if Kat goes, he's going to try and pull back, you know, Holly, pull back Jackson. This is the game he wants to play right now. He wants to pick up the pieces that are losing their key pieces and then bring all that in, knowing Christie's the cherry on top, because no matter what happens, me and Christie are good together.
Yeah. It doesn't even matter. Like, Jackson still not necessarily on board with working as the remnants of the six shooters, but Jackson is on board with working with Tommy, and Tommy has secured a deal with Jackson where Tommy doesn't go up on the block next to Christie if that shot does get taken. So Tommy ends up in a real nice spot once again if he can get through this week cleanly and nothing goes wrong. Now, there's a lot of ways this week can go wrong. Yep. So Tommy is he's prone to making mistakes himself. So we'll wait and see how this plays out for him. But he could find himself back in a pretty good spot depending on how this plays out. Yeah. Tommy says, look, I want to put up people that are good with everyone. That's Cliff. That's Kat. I want to expose Kat as much as I can because I want people to realize that she's playing all sides. And so, because I want Kat to be gone at the end of the week, I can help you mend things with Cliff if we need to. Sis does keep pushing back, but it doesn't really make any actual sense. And unlike Christy, Tommy is kind of just like, yeah, but. And so Tommy seems very, very much on board with wanting to take Kat out. Sis is willing to accept that for the time being. And I think that, you know, once she cools down over the course of the week, I don't think this will be an issue for Tommy. I don't think that she will go against his wishes. I think that by Thursday, if it's Kat and Cliff and whoever on the block, that she will be a vote to evict Kat as long as that's still what Tommy wants. Tommy does also have Nick come up there. Tommy does not tell Nick what he's doing. He still leaves it ambiguous. He does not trust Nick with information, but he does tell Nick that he's like, Nick, you gotta watch what you say, man. Cause Kat came up to me and she said that Nicole told her that you told Nicole that I'm putting up Kat and Cliff. And Nick is like, Nicole told her? What a snake! What a mother effer! What an F! God, I can't believe she snaked me like that. God, Nicole, I hate you.
Nick, loose murmurs, don't do them. Like, yeah, this is because, like, again, Nick, the conversations that people talk about Nick when Nick's not in the room is we shouldn't be telling Nick all that much information. So Nick is also a snake, but snake don't recognize snake in this scenario, or snake recognize snake in this scenario, I guess is more accurately what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah. So Nick, kind of pissed about Nicole there. We'll see where that goes. Sis is going to talk with Christy after all of this. Sis talks to Christy and she says, yeah, Tommy wants to take Kat out. You know, Kat and Cliff, they're both very dangerous. And Christy's like, they are. And, you know, Kat, it's the right move. It's the right move. And so then Sis talks about another thing. Now that she's having to consider, okay, maybe Kat will be going home this week. Now I have to ask the question. And this, if you came up with theories earlier in the podcast, now is the time to bring them back into your mind. See if you were right. Sis, she got... Do you think if Kat gets sent to the jury house alone with Jack for a week, do you think they're going to hook up?
Yeah.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. There's the agenda. There, she wants Cliff gone first so that Cliff can hog block. That's what's going down. That's the true nature of this plan. That is the distaste in her mouth. Really, though. Really, sis. Stop it. Stop. Stop your nonsense. Please stop. Go back to IKEA.
Oh boy. She's also like terrified. She's like, do they get a phone call? He's gonna call his ex, isn't he?
He's gonna call his ex all week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh boy. So if you were right, give yourself one of those great pats on the back.
You did it.
If you predicted hog block, congrats, because that's a good one.
Yep, there we go. Hashtag.
So that's on Sis's mind. Tommy is then going to talk with Jess. His conversation goes something along the lines of, I'm obsessed with you. Oh, I'm so obsessed with you, Jess. I want to work with you. I'm not going to put you on the block. I'm obsessed with you. And Jess is like, great.
Cool with me.
Yeah. I love you too. Tommy's also going to talk with Nicole. And his conversation goes something along the lines of, Nicole, I'm obsessed with you. Oh, Nicole, I want to work with you. I'm not putting you on the block. I'm obsessed with you. Oh, also, by the way, Kat said that you told Kat that Nick told you that I'm putting up Cliff and Nicole. Just wanted to put that out there. I want to let you know I told Nick about it. I hope you don't mind. Nicole's like, Kat's friends? Okay. Good to know. Thank you.
This is a very effective way of using the information he got to piss everyone in that chain of information off.
Yes.
On each other, which is pretty great. Nick's angry at Nicole. Nicole's angry at Kat. So, brilliant.
Kat handed Tommy. It's almost weird. It's like there have been some HOHs along the season that have just not been great HOHs. Like, this is why being HOH is so powerful. People bring you information. You can use that information to splinter people, to, you know, mess up relationships, to gather information yourself. You get intel. Kat offered him intel on a platter. Good intel. Nick is speculating. He trusted Nicole enough to tell her. Nicole trusted Kat enough to tell her. Kat then trusted Cliff, Christy and Tommy enough to tell them. That's a whole chain of events that if you use that information properly, you can really piss some people off. Tommy did so very effectively, talking to Nick, getting him pissed off at Nicole, talking to Nicole, getting her pissed off at Kat. And now they're a big mess over there. And Tommy really used that effectively. Nicole is going to go downstairs and talk with Cliff and be like, Kat burned me. I can't believe she did that. Why would she do that? I'm so mad.
It's the best time to do it too. We've seen, you know, this past week, people were sitting on information till the last day, till the last 5 hours. Get it done at the very start of your HOH reign if you want that side to unravel. They start unraveling. They can't do anything to retaliate against you until your HOH reign is done, even if they do fix each other. And if two of them are on the block, now they got to make a decision who goes. And if you have a specific agenda, which is to get at Kat, Nicole is now someone that you might be able to pull, especially because Nicole's not in your initial set of nominations.
Yeah. Being HOH 101, gather information, use that information to, you know, cause some chaos, gather more information. The more uncomfortable people feel, the more they're going to spill to you. So, you know, Tommy's doing a good job there. So plan is, Kat and Cliff on the block, Kat being the target. If we look at the votes here, let's exclude the field trip for now. If we look at the votes, it's going to be Jackson, Holly, and Jess as votes to keep Kat, probably. It's going to be Christy, Sis, and Nick to keep Cliff. And that leaves Nicole, who just got real pissed off at Kat and loves Cliff. So I would imagine Kat is a vote to keep Cliff. If Tommy wants Kat gone, he can make that happen, excluding the field trip.
Which I imagine, Taryn, if there is a third nominee, that third nominee wins the veto, they remove themselves, the noms just stay the same.
Yes,
right?
That would be my guess.
We have a chance there. We have a chance for it to get to the end of the week with it just being two nominees on the block.
Yes. So that's something to consider. Obviously, Tommy might change his mind. You know, things might change. But for right now, that's what it looks like. Then you have to consider what happens with the field trip, potentially. So let's say Jackson gets sent on the field trip. Jackson becomes the third nominee. Then one of the votes to keep Kat is now gone. It makes it even easier for Kat to go home there. I don't think Jackson is in any trouble. I think that the votes, once again, Nick, Christy, and Sis. With three nominees, Tommy only needs three votes to evict because he then breaks a tie. There are only six votes total. So if Tommy keeps all three of his votes, Christy, Nick, and Sis, then Tommy controls who goes home. He can get out whoever he wants. If one of those votes ends up on the block, like Nick, Sis or Christy, then he loses the numbers and the other side can vote out Christy, Sis, or Nick if they decide to. That's what we talked about earlier in the podcast. It's not necessarily a given that Jackson and Holly would vote out Christy over other people, but it is likely that they probably would, but not a given, not a given at all. So that's something to consider there. If Christy ends up on the block, the votes would be there to take her out. Mm-hmm. But we also have to consider the fact that the field trip will take place probably before the nominations. And so if I'm Tommy and the field trip happens and Christy ends up as a nominee, so Christy's now the only nominee, my entire plan for the week changes because I need to keep Christy in the game. And this is something I talked about last night. If I know Christy's on the block, no matter what I do, then what I'm going to do is I'm not going to put Kat on the block. I'm going to change my target from Kat. That's great for me to be able to do if I can. Maybe I can backdoor her if something works out. Like maybe, I don't know, probably not though, because Christy would need to come off the block in order for that to happen. But I can't put Kat on the block because that guarantees that Holly and Jackson vote to keep Kat. And if they're voting to keep Kat, they're probably voting to keep, they're voting to evict Christy. So I'm going to change my target. I'm going to try and probably make a deal with Kat, Jackson and Holly, and I'm going to tell them, look, I'll keep you all three off the block as long as you promise not to evict Christy, or something along those lines. If you promise to go, if you promise to evict the person I put up there, then I will keep you off the block and I will instead target somebody like Cliff. That could definitely happen. Like the person that gets put on the block as the third nominee could influence, Tommy's plans right from the get-go, and he might end up nominating other people.
Yeah, I mean, it could, it really should. If that does happen, he really does have to reevaluate, I think, and set it up, because he does, if he's guaranteed to have someone leave that he wants to leave, it's fine. Who are, like, he just needs to rally a bit of votes to make it a specific one, but if anyone leaves, whatever. But if Christie's up on the block, he needs people now. He needs the numbers. He needs the people that he's, like, doesn't care about right now to be in his corner, to be in his voting squad. So this is something we'll have to look out for moving forward. And I do think Christy is a strong contender to be part of the three going into the field trip anyway. And it definitely will happen pre-noms because someone has to be declared safe too. So we got to have someone guaranteed safety and someone guaranteed on the block before he gets to make his decision.
Yes. And so then obviously other options for what could influence or change these nominations. If Cliff or Kat end up as the third nominee already, then he won't be able to nominate them. He'll have to come up with somebody else. My guess would be Nicole. He didn't really want to put up Jess. He didn't really want to put up Nicole either, but he did mention Nicole as a potential pawn at one point. So if Kat is on the block already or Cliff is on the block already, I would see the other two, Cliff, Kat, or Nicole. I think all three would end up on the block. That's more likely. If Kat or Cliff end up as safe for the week, then I think that we might see Nicole on the block as well as a pawn next to whoever, but that might also depend on who the third nominee is at that point. Like Cliff is safe, Kat is the third nominee.
Right.
Then you're probably looking at like Kat or like Nicole and Jess or something along those lines at that point. So lots of different options here. Obviously the field trip is going to have a massive impact on the week to come. And like I said, if Christy ends up as the third nominee, I think the target might change. We might see Cliff in more trouble, but Christy is also exposed and the vote would come down to Jackson and Holly, whether they either stayed true to a deal they made with Tommy or just decided to go against what Tommy wanted in the first place. And then, you know, this lots. I apologize if it's a lot to work through here. You can check out my Twitch from last night if you want to go into more details. But there's a lot of possibilities. We'll be back tomorrow, and most of them will be quelled by that point. So don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's the fun part, is that we got to do the speculation, and except tomorrow you can solidly talk about who is the third, who has safety, and who's wearing a weird punishment costume.
Yeah. We don't know what, you know, I was thinking about this. Like, what if the punishment is that you lose your vote?
You can't vote. That would be a thing. Or they can't play in veto or something.
That would
like
be
that.
Another huge change in the week, because, you know, that would mean that Tommy might not have the votes to send home whoever he wants. We don't know what this punishment is. So
Yeah.
But given how many punishments they've been giving and how much they've been like spotlighting them on the show, it's probably just like a costume or something.
Right. They need something to kind of fill up the Thursday, upcoming Thursday, probably. I guess to kind of finish the speculation with this, is your predictions also Jackson, Christie, and a third person?
That would be my guess.
Yeah, I'm feeling the same. It's just a matter of who's going to be that third. Or we're right, and it is those two and a third.
Honestly, it could be Cliff. It could be Sis. It could be Holly. It could be Kat. I think it could be any of those four. I feel like Nick, probably not. I feel like, honestly, Sis, probably not. So I'd even say like she's on a lower tier. Maybe Nicole, maybe Kat. Maybe Kat's a little higher than Nicole. I think anybody that's a big figure on the show has a lot more likelihood than anybody that's not on the show as much.
Yeah. And like, as much, I think Jess is a non-factor, but also Jess was HOH all week. And here again, this is hoping that the casuals do not mess up and, you know, just do the random things, but and didn't understand the rules or how.
The thing about Jess is that I feel like, even though she was in the spotlight last week, she was in the spotlight as the HOH. And so I feel like anybody that wanted to vote her in to give her safety would be like, but she's HOH. She doesn't need safety.
I see. Yeah.
Like if you're already not understanding it enough, like I feel like that's probably going to also tie in and, you know, so I feel like probably not Jess personally, but
okay.
It's rampant speculation at this point. That's what we have for you. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Puya?
No, I would like to acknowledge that in the midst of all this stuff, the one person we didn't bring up at all was Holly, because I think Holly's continuing to do a really good job of just chilling. The only time Holly's name really came up is when Mickey said, if you're going to put me up, just don't put me up next to Holly. That's all I ask.
This is a big week for Holly as well. You know, talking about make or break moments here. If she is able to get Cliff out this week and keep Kat, then Holly is in a dominant position in this game. That's fantastic for her. Cliff was the one obstacle in her way of like just total domination in this game based on positioning and who she has as allies. She has Kat as a shield and a weapon that she uses. She's got Jackson as a shield and a weapon. She'll be able to stay in good with Tommy and their crew. She'll be able to continue to use Kat as a bridge to pull in Jess and Nicole, who no longer have somebody to like be a voice of reason to help them out. Like Nicole is going to be by herself at that point with Jess, who's very much going to do what Kat says, who's going to do what Holly says. And so that would be very good for Holly. If Holly loses Kat, then her position weakens and she is still in a pretty good spot, but not nearly as dominant. So this is a big, big vote for Holly this week.
Yeah. Another thing that'll be fun to look out for now.
Yeah,
this is. I think it was a little bit of a back to reality when Tommy won, you know, after the week we had and like that whole splinter that happened. But at the same time, given that it's interesting what he's thinking, and then the field trips coming up, and the third nominee, and the veto. Like, I think this still has a potential to be a fun week for us to watch out and see how it goes.
All right, so that's what we have for you. Thank you so much for joining us. I mentioned my my Twitch stream. We were streaming a lot last night. Had a lot of fun. Make sure you tune in there. Twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. You can go there. Hit the follow button. You can be notified when I go live so you can hang out the next time that happens. Thursdays are fun. They're fun on the stream. You can also find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Puya, where can people find you?
At Puyaism on all major platforms.
There you go. I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happened today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. The field trip is going to happen. So then the nominations are going to happen. It's going to be a lot to talk about tomorrow, a lot of scenarios to run through at that point. So make sure you tune in then. And one other thing I've been thinking about, you know, Thursday nights tend to go pretty late with the new HOH and everything. Just a heads up that probably going to be shifting back the update time, maybe just for Fridays, to something like 11:30 or noon Eastern, potentially, in order to give myself more time to stay up and watch the feeds without completely murdering myself with sleep. So just be prepared for that. If it happens, I'll tweet it out. The scheduling will be worked out. Just wanted to give you guys a heads up that's potentially here in the works. But thank you so much for joining us today. This was a fun one. We'll see you next time.